flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Panthers tonight versus the LA Kings. Canes Hoops has Virginia. They haven't won a game yet in conference play, so they're trying to accomplish
that. Now, is that good? What does that mean?
They haven't won in no ACC game.
So what does that mean in the grand scheme of things?
Solana?
I don't know, Crowder, your team almost went winless in 2008. So if anybody is an expert on this matter, it's you.
2007, Duck. 2008, we're 11-5, baby. That's your bad. We were bad.
That was, radio-wise, a fun year, man.
I bet y'all would light me up.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That was one of the most fun years of radio in history, in South Florida history. You're one.
You sitting right by me.
Because I'm thinking about it. It's so vivid. We were talking before the show about having memories, like how far back your memories go and vivid memories. I have such vivid memories of that 1-15 season, man. That, like, you can't create radio content that good.
I've told him if I did not want to leave the house.
Yeah.
It's my only time in my my life, any time, I did not want to leave the house.
Because I bet you felt like people were looking, even if they didn't know who you were, I bet you felt like everyone's looking at you and for all the wrong reasons. Everyone, your entire life, has looked at you for all the right reasons, and now they're looking at you with like a mix of pity and disdain. Oh, like it's both those.
You say the pity. Anger. 0-4, 0-3, 0-4 was anger.
Right.
Like, damn, bro, win a game.
Get
man,
it together.
Trying. Like, when we were at 0-10, 0-11,
pity.
People were whispering to me at bars, hey, man, you know, things going to get better. Just, you know, keep grinding, tell the boys to keep. I'm like, listen, leave me alone. I'm just here to eat some wings. I'm watching a basketball game. Like, and when they started pitying me, that's when I was like, I don't want to leave the house anymore. All I did was go to Eden.
It was like when we had the simulcast, we were on 560 and 790, and then all of a sudden we were only on 560. And people, you know, hey, man, you had the two stations, huh? Now you're on one. Yeah, no, I'm fine. Like, we were only meant to be on one. That was, but like, yeah, you get that pity. And it was it's no big deal.
I hate pity. Back. I really hate pity.
Pity's the worst. I don't want to be
more than anger, yeah. More than anything else.
Nobody wants to be pitied.
No, hey, yeah. Everything will be okay, Crowder. No, man, listen.
Everything is okay.
It's fine. Like, yeah, we lost a couple games.
I love being pitied. In fact, that's what I want. I just want to be pitied all the time.
Right.
Yeah, just so you guys know.
All right, fair enough.
But mommy.
By the way, I think I've told you guys this, but I was digging through like old QAM archives still that weren't wiped away in our computers. I found audio from 2007 training camp of Crowder being asked about the team going into the 1-15 year. And Crowder didn't shy away from reporters, didn't shy away from whoever the QAM reporter was. I mean, we have to play some of that stuff, maybe during the summer when we have time. Crowder,
it was going into the 1-15 season?
Going into the 1-15 season, the way Crowder was talking about the defense, the way Crowder was talking about, who was it, Joey Harrington as the quarterback, whoever the hell it was.
But like, it wasn't Harrington at the beginning. It was Culpepper. Yeah.
Culpepper, yeah. I mean, the way you propped up that team going into the season, like everybody does before going into the year, but I think it just makes it
even
funnier.
Well, there's no way he had any idea. First of all, Dante Culpepper
was
like,
a monster.
I don't even know if you remember Solana because you were much younger. What,
was that Culpepper, though, going into
Solana,
the 1-15?
Yeah.
For
do
sure.
Because he got benched, right?
Well, you understand what Culpepper was leaving Minnesota? But, I know he tore his knee up.
But like, wasn't Culpepper under Saban his last year? I thought 1-15
was
Cleo Lemon.
That was 6, and then Saban leaves, and it's 7. But I'm still talking positive because we still have dogs on the team.
Was it? So we're sure it was Culpepper?
It was 7.
Who started
that
season?
It wasn't Culpepper. Like Solana says it. That was the Cam Cameron year, and I knew Cam Cameron was
So who
an
was
idiot.
The starting quarterback?
I don't even know.
Yeah, it was Cleo Lemon who started 9 games, Trent Green. Started 5
no,
games.
Who started opening
Trent,
game, though?
Trent was the guy, but that's the story when he came out and had 2 knee braces on and both elbow sleeves.
Right.
And I was like, bro.
Like, wait a second. You look like Frankenstein.
Why do you need this much protection? How old are you? He was like 57 at the time.
John
and
Beck.
And, yeah, Trent started. And the Travis Johnson, the tackle from Houston, it was one of the only times in my career that I was scared for another human
knocked
being.
Trent Green out.
He knocked Trent Green to sleep.
But was he the opening day starter?
Trent Green was
the guy.
Yeah.
For that
Trent
season.
Was the guy. Trent was the guy that season. And then it went through Cleo and Tyler Thigpen and a bunch of other
John
people.
Beck. John Beck started after Trent Green, and then Cleo Lemon ended the season.
Yeah.
Whew. Slim pickings.
John Beck was bad.
John Beck.
He's coaching up Tua.
I just saw him. I saw him recently at the – he'll be at the Pro Bowl. I'm going to go to Orlando tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah, and he'll be up there.
Where's the Pro Bowl? Orlando?
Orlando this year.
John Beck started 4 games. He threw 1 touchdown pass.
John Beck was so scary.
He reminded me a lot of Tate Martell, now that I think about it.
He reminded me of – I don't know.
Darth Maul.
The bathroom guy at Exxon. We knew we weren't going to win with John Beck.
Bro, the defense was low-key. Like, you guys had...
We could ball!
You guys had ballers on that. Like, Will Allen, Samson Satelli.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I remember Samson Satelli. He was good.
No, Samson was the center. That was Paul Solei.
Oh, Paul Solei.
We had the big nose. We had Starks. We had... Oh, yeah. Man, we had Langford.
Oh, Kendall Langford was
bro,
good.
Bro, we had some dogs. I don't know if YB was still there. We had some monsters defensively. We could have been a top 5 defense, but we were on the field for probably 70 minutes a game because they couldn't get any further.
Was that season, not to relitigate the 07 Dolphins season right now, was that season more Cam Cameron's fault or lack of having a quarterback fault?
Cam Cameron.
Really?
He didn't. I told you. We played the Commanders, was their name now, the first or second, it was the first game of the season. I know it was the first road game. And this is when because during camp, I've told the story. Like, Joey, me and – that's when Peasy was here. So, me and Joey Porter sitting in the defensive meeting room or the team meeting room. We always sit next to each other. And Porter, coming from Pittsburgh, saw Mike Tomlin. So, he's sitting back there, and Cam's talking, and he throws his keys against the wall to prove a point, but he doesn't cuss, so he yells, son of a big buck. And he's doing this stuff, and I'm just like, it's my third year. I'm kind of like, oh, I got a new coach. This
and
is my
Joey
second
Porter
coach.
Can't believe what he's watching.
And Joey's jaw dropped. Like,
but that's
like,
probably what Vic Fangio thought when he watched Mike McDaniel comport himself around the Dolphins, you know, where he's like, wait a second, I've been around football a long time, and you're giving away wedding cakes. Like,
you gotta get out of here.
Somebody get Philadelphia on the phone.
Listen, son of a big buck, man, I need to go. And so, like, Joey's so upset by it, and he calls him out and all. And then we get down, you know, we play through the season, play through camp, I'm sorry. And then that Commanders game, we're in Washington, and I've told the story 100 times. We go to overtime. Clinton Portis is there, the white tight end. He was Cooley. I remember I had to cover all those guys. And we
– oh, in Washington. Yeah.
Chris Cooley. And Clinton Portis is still there, and we're playing them, and they're a good team. And we're playing them, and we go to overtime, and we win the toss, and we get the ball, and we go 3 and out, don't get a yard. They punt it to the other team. They drive down and kick a field goal, no problem. We're all like, man, we suck. Like, the team is walking in. We're like, man, we went to overtime – didn't do anything on offense, and then got drug on defense in overtime. Like, we're walking in. Cam walks in smiling. Fellas, from the outside looking in, that was a heck of a game.
I remember you told that story before.
That's when it hit right. me. Like, from the outside looking
aren't
in.
Aren't you on the inside? Like, you're the head coach.
You're the head coach of this team.
How
can
you be on the outside looking in?
What are you talking about? Give the ball to Shannon. Like, I just, bro, like that, and that in the visiting locker room in Washington, that's when it clicked to me that this is not a man that needs to lead men. Yeah. And as you've seen, that was 20 plus years ago. Nobody's gave Cam Cameron another shot at being the head coach or even being a coach.
Yeah.
That's when it clicked to me that there are certain people that need to lead men, and Cam wasn't one of them. So whoever made that decision was a terrible decision.
Certain things you just don't come back from, you know, slur playing video games.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Myers Leonard.
That didn't come back from that. Going 1-15 as head coach, you don't come back from that.
Well, I think people have before. Who's the dude? Your friend.
Hugh Jackson.
Yeah, your friend, Hugh Jackson.
But Hugh knows how to talk to people.
Right.
Hugh is like, if you ever meet Hugh, you'd love him. Hugh is a charismatic dude. Cam Cameron was a airhead.
Yeah.
And that's all I can say. Like, I was around him. I've sat in meetings with him. I'm like, oh, you're an airhead. I met you in college. It was at a sorority house.
Some people, you know, they pray to God. I pray to Greg Camarillo.
That was the season, man. Talk about content. Holy mackerel. Even that game provided endless content.
We talked about this. Yeah. Greg's a sports guy or new or weatherman in San Diego.
He is?
He's a sportscaster, Hawk. He keeps doing this where he calls Greg Camarillo a weatherman. I don't know why. He's a sportscaster.
So he's like Joe Rose. Joe Rose became a sportscaster after his Dolphins career.
Yeah. Yep.
Huh. Yeah.
Vi Sicahema in Philly.
And he's married to a black woman.
Greg Camarillo?
Yep.
Man. Thanks, Jeff.
Man.
Losing them all.
Yes. His wife's actually a great, great person. I enjoy it.
So what was the family matter? I have a personality problem. All right, anything else, Solana? Because I wanted to make sure we have time for Gelby.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7.
You think you'll tell us by 6?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Do some research.
You think you'll be able to concoct some fakakta story by saying?
The truth is, I had a date in the sauna. You got me.
In the sauna, lost track of time. Who hasn't done it?
It's a nice day.
He texted Tommy Tighe. You okay at shoot around? Because I got a good Schmitz working here.
Schmitz.
Pour some more water on those rocks, big man.
By the way, guys, I need a week off. I'm going to Greece.
Hey, Valentino, I'm going to slide out for a little bit.
Hey, you remember that guy I met? Well, I'm head to Athens.
I'm going to slide out. I need a couple hours.
Oh, Alex, that's so nice. You got me one of the new Vice jerseys. No, that's for Zeus.